We have in the studio Stacy Williams with the York County Library System, and Stacy always has an action-packed interview and a schedule of events for us. We'll start today where all libraries are closed.
Yes, we're holding...
That's not so exciting and action-packed. Okay, we're closed.
We're holding our staff development and training day today at all of our locations, so we will be closed today, and we will also be closed coming up soon for Labor Day.
Okay, perfect. All right. So escape rooms, they're all the fad right now. And the library, once again, is on the top front lines of this.
Yes, we actually introduced the escape rooms with our library team lock-ins. I think you all are familiar with that. And so we've expanded that to all of our branch locations. So tomorrow in Fort Mill, Saturday, the sessions start at 10 a.m. Some of them are already filled, but they're hour sessions, 8 participants per session. And teams ages 11 to 17. So there's puzzles, there's things you need to solve to escape the room. Nothing too scary, nothing too crazy, but it's just a way to engage and interact with each other. Team building skills, so that's something really exciting to do tomorrow. You do have to register, so...
Love it. What a great thing to do on a Saturday afternoon,
yeah.
Especially ages 11 to 17. That's sometimes a tough age group, and they
yes.
can be a little, you know, into their screens, if you will, to get them out, have fun, spend time with friends, and actually challenge their minds.
And we actually, some of those sessions have already filled up, so you'd be surprised by the response we're getting to the escape room.
Perfect.
So it's something we're putting across all of our libraries.
And that's at the Fort Mill Library again tomorrow, Saturday, August the 18th. Let's talk about the York County Library accepting applications until the end of the month, August, for the second annual Local Author Fair.
Yes, the Local Author Fair. We started last year. We're looking for locally published authors in York County. Any nonfiction, fiction novels, children's, any genre in particular. So if you know someone that has a self-published book, poetry, children's books with illustrations, please, please, please go online, download an application, and you may have a chance to be a part of the Local Author Fair.
Hey, Patty and I are busy trying to write 3 books right now.
We're not starting with one. We have a trilogy.
We have a trilogy. When the Door Opens.
That's our first book.
And then what's next?
Broadcast Divas.
And maybe Dudes.
Oh, you want to you want to go there now?
Yeah.
Okay,
and then,
that's okay.
And then the trilogy will be When the Door Closes.
No, There's the Door.
Oh, There's the Door, right.
I've used that a time
so
or two.
You're saying next year, if we get these all 3 published, we could be part of this author fair?
Yeah, of course.
We're
you have to fill
data.
Out an application
okay,
first.
Okay, all right. Oh, we don't
there's
even
a,
get...
There's a selection process.
We don't even
that's
get special our, treatment.
That's really exciting, though,
that
because there are a lot of people that just... have so much to share that can be enjoyed right here locally.
Yes.
And especially if you're a teacher and you want to have local authors come into your classroom to have a one-stop shop of a playing field of who all is local and, you know, are authors and can come into your classroom, it makes life easier. I've heard teachers say it's like shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, shopping for an author. So it's really
make sure
cool.
Joyce Cooper knows about this.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. Perfect. Yeah. All right. And September coming up is Library Card Sign Up Month.
Yes. We're always looking for an opportunity to get friends, family into the library. So if you know anyone during the month of September that does not have a library card, please encourage them to come in and sign up to get one. It's absolutely free. You do have to be a resident of York County, of course. But we have so many great services with the library card. You can use our free online databases. The free Freegal with music downloads. It's a great opportunity.
Ancestry.com, are you
yes.
still doing that as well?
Yes, you do have to physically be in one of our locations to use that, but that is a free service that we offer as well.
And especially with school starting, all of the online tutoring help that is available as well. I mean, it's just great. So become a card-carrying member
yes.
of the York County Library. We love it.